Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening, Daniel.
Good evening. I knew somebody was there.
Well, I had just muted when you said something. And accusing the little headset, so I'm not quite as fast as with the computer.
I understand.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and mute.
Okay. Good evening.
We'll start with the Lashane Yehud unless somebody has a question. Lashane Yehud, Hud Shabri, Hu Ishkin, Kay, Beep, Bilu, Urshimu, Urshimu, Hilu. The Ahda Lashem Yud He Bavav He Yehuda Shalim Beshem Kol Yisrael Hine Anachnu Baim Lekayim Mitzvat Sefirat Omer Vasot Nachat Ruach Liotreinu Velasot Ratzon Boreinu Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Karanei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Karaneihu. Now we will read verses of Psalms to help prepare our consciousness for the bracha. Adonai Yohei Wahei Yigbor Beadi Adonai Yohei Wahei Az decha le'olam ma'aseh yadicha el terech. Echra le'elohim elyon la'el gomer alay. V'yavor alayich v'yarech matboseset. V'damayich v'yamar lecha v'damayich. Chaye v'amar lecha b'damayish chaye. Barki nafshi et Adonai yohei wahei. Elohim yohei wahei. Elohei gedalat meod hod b'hadar levashat. Ota or kishalma. Nota Shemaim Tayira'a. Baruch Ata Adonai Yohei Wahei Yudhei Vavhei Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu Al Sefirat HaOmer. The first letters of Sefirat HaOmer, Samach Hei, have a gematria of 65, the same as the name of God, Adonai, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Ayom Shira Ese Yom LeOmer Shem Shnei Shavuot U'Shlosha Yamim. Today is the 17th day of the Omer, which is 2 weeks and 3 days. The inner light. Arachamanu Yachatzir Avodat Beit HaMikdash Limkoma Bimhera Biyameinu. Amen. Now we're going to connect to the menorah psalm, Psalm 67. We will stop at a word and we will stop at a letter. Lam natseach bim ginot mizmor shir. Elohim yachaneinu. Vibar Kane, Yair Panavitanus Ella, Ladat Baeret Starkecha, Bekol Goim, Yoshua Techa, Amim Yoducha, Elohim Yoducha. The word Yoducha. On day 14, we had the same word. I have repeated this here because one needs to ask oneself, did you complete the spiritual work from this word? Yoducha is a word that means your appreciation, admitting your, acknowledging your. Can you acknowledge and admit and thank Hashem and the people around you that you truly depend upon for their love and support? When was the last time you truly admitted you need your need for those in your support system and thank Hashem for providing them for you? Amin kulam. Yismechu v'ranenu le'umim. Ki the letter Kaf is also a word that means the palm of the hand. The Kaf created the sun. Have you compared your left palm to your right palm as regards the lines of the palm? Your left hand represents your potential. The right hand is what has been actually manifested. One can learn many things about oneself through the wisdom of palmistry, kosher palmistry. The sun represents sharing of energy. How do you share the energy with others? Do you truly share it or just verbalize the concepts? How can you change to achieve the true sharing instead of giving? Do you know the difference? You give with an expectation of receiving something in return. You share without that expectation. Tishpot amim mishor ulumim baretz tanem sela. Yoducha mim Elohim, Yoducha mim kulam. Eretz manayiv ulayiv arkeinu, Elohim Eloheinu. Yivarkeinu Elohim v'yiru. Oto kalafse aretz. And now we'll say the Ana B'Koach. Ana B'Koach, Gedulat Yemincha, Tavi Serura, Aleph Bet Gimel Yutaf Tzadi, Kabel Rinat, Amchasag benu tacharenu nora ufreshayin sintet nun nagibor dorshe yehudcha kevavat shamre nun gimodalet yutashin. Barchem tacharem, brachame sitkatcha, tami gamle, bet tetresh, saditach gimel. Chasin kadosh, berov tuvcha, nae ladatecha, bet tuf bet, tet nunayim. The letters of the month of Iyar, the pay It created the planet Noga, the planet Venus, and the Vav that created the constellation Shore, the Bull. Together, the Pe and the Vav represent, in Gematria, the number 86, which is the level of judgment, because 86 is the Gematria of Elohim. It's also the Gematria of Hateva. And Hateva means, translates as nature. Yachid Gea Lamcha Pene Zohre Kedushatecha Yud Gimelamet Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Ta'alumot Shinkufav Tariyata. In the eighth verse, we say in a whisper, the 17th journey in the desert is when we left Rimon Peretz and camped in Livna. Livna means bricks. This was a place where the boundaries were marked with building bricks. It's just building bricks is the translation in the Targum Yonathan. Livna can also be translated as to build, and this is the stage of life when we build a home. Going hand in hand with the spreading family of the pomegranate tree. Are you able to build without boundaries? Hashem can. Please contemplate this question. How can you build without boundaries? Ribono shel olam, ata tzivitanu al yedei Moshe, avdecha lispor sefirata omer, kidei letacharenu, miklipotenu, tumatenu, kimo shekatavta, betorata huspartem, lachem mimacharad ha-shabbat, miyom haviyachem, Et omer hatenufa sheva shabbatot tmimotina mimacharat ha-shabbat. Hashevet tesafaru chamishim yom kidei sheyitacharu nafshot amcha Yisrael mizoham hamatam. Uvechein yehi ratzon milifanecha Adonai Yehovah Eloheinu Elohei Avoteinu Shebizchut Sefirut Haomer Shesafarti Hayom Yetukan Ma Shepagamti Besefirah. Tiferet Shebe Tiferet. And this is the beauty of balance, or the beauty of beauty, or the balance of balance. V'et Aher, V'et Kadesh, V'kdusha Shel Ma'ala, Amen Selah. The Sadikim who left this 17th day of the Omer, which is the second of the Iyar, First, we start with the birth date of Rabbi Shmuel Schneerson, the fourth Lubavitch Rebbe, the fourth Chabad Rebbe, known as the Rebbe Maharash. And the other Sadikim who chose this day to leave, Rabbi Shmuel Smelky Horowitz of Nicholsburg. Rabbi Moshe Zakan Muzas of Djerba. Rabbi Abraham Badush of Mexico. And Rabbi Yehuda Meir Abramovitz. If Rabbi Chaim has given us the prophet that is best related to Tiferet Shebet Tiferet, and that prophet is named Hanani. And the woman prophet is Hannah. And she is the mother of Samuel, who is also a prophet. The gematria of Tiferet Shebet Tiferet is 2,464. And this is equal to 2,000 plus 464. 464 is the gematria of the Hebrew word tamimi, which means perpetual. And 2,000 is bet aleph, or bow, which means coming. Twenty-four sixty-four is happening in perpetuity. It 2,464 is perpetually coming. Perkei Avot teaches 48 ways to acquire the Torah. The 17th method to acquire the Torah, as taught in the Perkei Avot, chapter 6, is by limited attention to everyday business, which draws one away from Torah. Of the 49 letters of the Shema, the 17th letter is the He. Is a hey of the Creator's name. And this connects us to the world that is coming, Bina. Are you ready? Is your true desire for this upcoming change to Mashiach consciousness? Or are you still comfortable with this world of illusion? And now we will pray for the Bet HaMikdash. Harachamanu yachatzir avodat Beit HaMikdash limkoma bimheira b'yameinu. Amen. Does anyone have any questions? Shabbat Shalom. Have a beautiful evening. We will again count the Omer at 8:30 tomorrow night, West Coast time, Friday night, and again at 8:30 on Saturday, Motzi Shabbat. We will have Havdalah and our third meal connection at 6 p.m. and a Zohar class at 7 p.m. West Coast time.
Hello.
Yes.
I have a question. It's not about the Omar specifically, but I have a question. In the morning, when we do the morning meditation for spiritual awakening that we're supposed to do at dawn, it's a combination of two sets of letters, and some of the meditations we meditate upon, some we say as words, some we say as sounds, and some we say as letters. And I was just wondering, how do we go about doing this meditation properly?
Just for those people who may be listening on the recording, you're referring to the two names of God that come in the children's prayer book called Dialing God by the Kabbalah Centers.
Yes.
And if you were to ask someone in the Kabbalah Center, they would tell you to just scan the letters, because they do not teach that the letters can be said in their root vowel. But I teach that you can say every letter in its root vowel. So if you feel comfortable, go ahead and say the vowel names, or say the names in their root vowel. Say the letters of the name in their root vowel.
Okay, because in that book, they do have vowels there.
Then just scan them.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Because it is it's a name of God, and it's not supposed to be said unless you know the proper pronunciation, and we don't have the vessel for that proper pronunciation.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there any other questions? Have a good evening. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Thank you.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Thank you.